I knew this chick named Trish Gore. Grew up piss poor, blossomed to a woman that any man could wish for. Educated, made six figures or more. Whipped a Porsche in a crib with some shit to explore. 26 or 4, I forgot, but I remember her being badder than any video vixen. Boy, had goals, morals, never been sexually penetrated. She ain't even do the oral. God fearing, please believe she fiend for it, but she vowed to wait till a nigga put a ring on it. That's until she met Tony, a smooth suave nigga with hair longer than the one on ponies. Tall and lean, polite out of all things. And he coached the junior league basketball team. Met him at church, impressed at the words. I love how your ass and breast just rest in that skirt. Didn't come out his mouth, she was used to hearing that. She truly believed that this nigga was a different cat. And Mr. Wright knew the right things to say. Whatever he said, or put a smile on that face. Been a year since they've been a couple. A couple of times he asked her, when can I make sweet love to you? She said we can soon as we jump the broom. But dude was so smooth that he left her panties in a puddle. She never been in love, that spelled trouble. Cause everything he told her she believed, she was so gullible. And she held on as long as she could, but lust overpowered her. She gave in and took the wood. Wish I could've talked to Trish so I could tell her about Tony and how he's so phony. How he messed with a cousin of mine, left her lonely after she told him she had AIDS and he was the only man she was with. She underland with other people's homies that dated this nigga. I hated this nigga. He moved out of state. Bad thing is Trish in the same state as this nigga. A lot of cats wanted to spray this nigga and give him a bullet or two. She ain't know he had AIDS, but I knew. Damn, man, that brother's foul. I wonder what him and Trish is up to now.
I knew this girl named Trish, used to call her Miss. Next door neighbors, since 06, even helped her move in. You could say we was friends, till she started fucking with this nigga in the bin. Seen him get out, walk up to a doorstep, looking familiar. That's cool, Tony from the West. Wasn't a D-boy, but I seen him on the set. Heard he got caught fucking with this rat, unprotected. Rumor was she had that package, living ratchet.
Man, this was just last year. It's a good chance he had it.
She was smart, so I knew she wouldn't fall victim. Tried to tell her on the sly, like, hey, you should ditch him. She ignored. Next thing I know, he moving in. He gamed her up good, ESPN. I go outside to smoke a cigarette. He on the phone saying, nah, I ain't tell her yet, this nigga wrong. Could tell by his expression that he wasn't concerned. Cause some niggas just live but don't live and learn. I had no words for her, we don't talk no more. Just glance back at her and shut my door. Surprised when we did speak, how you doing, Trish? She responded with tears coming down her cheek. Say she feeling weak and she can't sleep. Thinks Tony cheating on her when she go to work during the week. I told her get some rest, go to the doc, get a check. And in the morning tell Tony he got a step. The next week I come home, I see ambulance. Looking shot, keys in hand, all I could say was damn. It was sad, but I would have been surprised if she lived. Open the paper next to her body, it read positive. Damn. I know this not what God had in store for, but you know, sometimes people take the wrong turn. It might look like light at the end of the tunnel, and it might just be. Really can't blame Trish for her decisions. Just gotta play it safe. So to everybody out there who going through something similar, play it right. Strap up. Think smart. Think twice. That's just one of the cases that go on in this world. Going to my city every day.